Oh my gosh. Do we need this? I don't think we need this. I never like to disrupt service for this, but I really would like to take one selfie picture with you guys. Only this time. Normally, I don't want to disrupt it, but I feel like I want to have this memory. Okay?
一般我不会这样做，但是我今天要自拍一下。
All right, you're in it, Tishy. You want to go sit down over there? Hello, everybody. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Okay. I kind of find it tacky normally to do that, but today is special, so I didn't want to forget this moment.
今天很特别，所以我要记录这一刻。
So, what do you say to people when you're trying to say goodbye to them?
当你与人道别的时候，你会说些什么呢？
And all the last 3 weeks, I've been preparing a message to share with you from Acts chapter 20.
所以过去三周我一直在准备讲这个《使徒行传》的二十章。
But then last night I changed my mind.
但是昨天晚上我改变了想法。
Because I was praying and I just felt like saying goodbye. It's not a good way to do it because Paul, like, he's going on his way to Jerusalem to, like, to die.
因为我觉得讲道别并不是很好。我们看到《使徒行传》二十章的时候，保罗去往耶路撒冷，他是准备赴死的。
And I'm only just leaving, but I'm still doing his work, and I feel like it's not really a goodbye because this is always home.
所以我并不是永远的离开，我还是去做神的工作，所以这里永远是我的家。
And so I was praying, and I was like, okay, what should I prepare then? I don't have much to prepare from.
所以昨天我想，那我该临时准备些什么呢？
And so this week, I actually preached like 3 times this week.
我这周讲了三篇道。
And the subject that I preached on for the first message was something that was very close to my heart.
我讲的第一篇道的信息其实我心里非常想讲这个信息。
And it's a text from Matthew 22, verses 34 to 40, where someone tries to stump Jesus with a question.
它取自马太福音22章34到40节，是有人故意问一个问题来，想要陷害耶稣。
And Jesus responds by talking about the subject of love.
但是耶稣却通过来谈论讲论爱的方式来回答他的问题。
And that text was like on my mind all last 2 weeks. I was preparing for the first sermon.
所以这个我讲的第一篇道的信息一直萦绕在我的脑子里。
And so I was praying, and I because I'm not really saying goodbye to you all.
我祷告的时候就觉得我并不是跟大家永远的道别。
I just wanted to share as though we're just having another Sunday together.
所以我只是想希望这个讲道能像一个普通的周日的，周日的崇拜一样。
But the text is a text that I've walked with for 6-7 years personally.
但是这样的一节经文，我已经去思想它有六七年的时间。
And I think it defines this chapter of my life very well.
这段经文呢，其实也真的很好的描述了我这几年的生活。
So today we're going to be looking at the Gospel of Luke.
所以今天我们来看的是路加福音。
Verses 25 through 37.
十章二十五到三十七节。
Now many of you may be familiar with this text because it's this text that is about the parable of the Good Samaritan.
也许大很多人已经很熟悉这段经文，就是好撒玛利亚人的故事。
But I hope that you today would read it with an open heart, a receptive heart.
但是我还是希望大家今天能敞开你的心来聆听这段经文。
And so let's read it together.
我们一起来读。
What I'll do is it's going to be on the PowerPoint for English, but if you need it to reread in Chinese, what we'll do is we'll have Brother Chen Xi read it. Actually, Tishy, why don't you read it in Chinese? We'll have everybody follow in English. And then hopefully Jamie can follow along. William will help you, don't worry.
So we will use Chinese to read this text. English can look at the PPT.
Okay.
路加福音十章二十五节，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？耶稣对他说，律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？他回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。”耶稣回答说：“你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。” 那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢？耶稣回答说，有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去了。又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。我有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。第二天拿出2钱银子来交给店主，说，你且照应他，此外所费用的我回来必还你。你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？他说，是怜悯他的。耶稣说，你去照样行吧。
So this is the parable of the Good Samaritan.
这就是好撒玛利亚人的故事。
And I think when you read this section of Luke, when you read Luke in general or Acts, Luke always writes in such a way about direction, going somewhere.
当我们来读到路加福音或是使徒行传的时候，他始终在讲一个故事，总是某人要往某处去。
And in Luke, the goal is Jesus getting to Jerusalem.
所以在路加福音的这一段，我们看到是耶稣在往耶路撒冷去。
The goal is to get to Jerusalem so he could save us.
所以他去耶路撒冷，所以这样才可以成就我们的救恩。
But if you read Luke 10, where it's on the way towards Jerusalem, Jesus stops and he teaches something very unique.
但是在第十章这里，我们看到是耶稣在路上停了下来，给了我们一些非常特别的教导。
In the first half, he says, "There's a special story I want you to tell people about."
在这一章的前半段，他讲到了。使徒有一个非常特别的好消息要宣讲。
And then in this latter half, where we're at today, he's telling us then what you've told people, you also must live out personally.
在这一章的下半段，他讲到，你所宣讲的信息，你自己也要活出来。
And I think this is very important because we as Christians, we can read the Bible, we can know the Bible, and a lot of young people here know this. We can know it in our heads, but if we don't live it out,It means nothing because the world doesn't see it.
但是作为基督徒，我们都知道，如果我们所宣讲的只是脑子里知道，却不活出来，它没有任何意义。
And so, I want to encourage you today for this. Yeah, my last thing I'm sharing with you officially, kind of in this capacity as a pastor, is calling to love.
所以作为这里的牧师，我想最后一次给大家的劝勉就是，想来讲一讲爱的主题。
To love our neighbor.As it says in our title today.
我们得到这样的呼召，要爱我们的邻舍。
And so to break it down today, I'm going to break it into 3 points. The call to love, that we're all called to love.
我会讲三点。第一点是爱的呼召。
The second one would be how impossible it is to love that way.
第二点是讲爱的艰难。
But lastly, how you've been given a heart to love.
最后一点是我们如何得到这样一个爱的心肠。
Okay, and so let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father God,
天父啊
thank you so much again for this chance to share your story.
我们真的是感谢这样的一个机会来分享你的故事。
Thank you so much for the chance to experience your word again and fresh.
真的是感谢这样的一个机会来能够重新来够能够体验你的话语。
Thank you for your great love that you've shown us.
感谢你显明给我们的大爱。
Thank you so much for bringing so many friends, so many people I love together in one place.
感谢你把这么多我爱的人召聚在这里。
Father, I pray that this message would be a blessing and be a reminder and a challenge for us to love our neighbor.
希望这样的一段经文能够成为我们的祝福，能够激励我们去爱我们的邻舍。
I pray Chen Xi and I.Would proclaim it faithfully with courage and conviction and clarity.
求你真的是保守我自己还有翻译能够来传讲这样的信息。
And Lord, may we come to love you even more and to love others even more.
主啊，求你真的是带领我们更多的去爱你爱他人。
So thank you, Lord, again for this day.
主啊，我们再一次为今天献上感谢。
In Jesus Christ's name.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
And so, my first point today is the call to love.
我今天讲第一点是爱的呼召。
I think in order to understand this story today, we have to start with the very first part of the parable of the Good Samaritan.
所以要理解这样一段经文，我们会首先来看它的开头。
Because when I read it early on, I didn't really get it, but now as I read it more and more, it totally makes sense.
当我第一次读这段经文的时候，我并没有真正理解它，但是当我越来越多的重复读它，它好像就显得越来越有道理。
Because this whole message.Or the whole parable starts with this conversation between a lawyer of the law and Jesus.
因为这个故事的开头是一段对话，是耶稣和一个律法师的对话。
Now it's not a lawyer that we tend to know.
他讲的不是我们平时世俗的律师。
It's a lawyer in the sense that he was an expert of the biblical Old Testament, the Hebrew law.
所以他是这样一个旧约圣经，旧约律法的一个专家。
And his whole goal right now, as he encounters Jesus, is to entrap him, is to get him, is to stump Jesus. His whole goal is to mess up Jesus.
所以他其实，这个律法师真正的目的是在于，试探耶稣，设计一个问题来陷害他。
And it says that he it was seeking to put him to the test in verse 25.
我们看到第二十五节，是说有一个律法师起来试探耶稣。
Why? Why does he want to do that?
他为什么要这样做呢？
It's because Jesus was hanging with people, he was spending time with people that the experts of the law and the Jewish people that are familiar would say, that's weird, why do you hang out with all these questionable people?
因为直到目前为止，耶稣好像一直在跟一些声名有问题的人 常常在一起。
And so the concern is, Jesus, you're hanging out with all these bad people,Isn't that bad for you? Maybe you don't really know the law.
所以他在想，耶稣，你经常跟这些反面人物待在一起，你是不是不懂这个，不了解这个犹太的律法？
And so he comes up to Jesus and he asks him this question.
所以他起来，问耶稣这个问题。
He says, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
他问夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？
And when you hear that question, you're kind of like, "Oh, just believe in God." Really easy for us, right?
所以这个问题其实不难回答，那就是我们要爱神。
Right, but to them, when they ask this question, it's a loaded question.
但是，他问这个问题其实别有用心。
It's meant to see if Jesus really understands what God's word's all about.
他想来试探耶稣，看他是不是真的知道，这个圣经说的是什么。
So if Jesus gives a really bad answer, it's not solid.Then this expert could go back and say, you know what? Jesus is sketch. He's not true. He doesn't really know the Bible.
如果耶稣只能给出一个非常差强人意的答案，那么就证明耶稣是一个假教师。
And so what he really is asking is this question, how do you know you're really a Christian?
所以这里真正的问题是说，你怎么知道你是一个真正的基督徒？
And I think what Jesus says in response is very creative. He kind of turns...the whole thing on its head and responds back to the lawyer.
但是耶稣的回答非常的有新意，他把其实实际上他把这个问题反弹给了这个律法师。
He says, "What's written in the law? What does it actually say in the law? Like you know what the law says."
他就问这个律法上到底写的是什么呢？你自己是知道的。
And I like this because that's really Jewish to do it. Like Jewish teacher always does that. They flip it back as a question.
这其实在这个犹太教的夫子里面其实是非常常见的一个做法，就是把问题反弹给对方。
So, I try to do that to people too sometimes.
有的时候我也这样做。
And I can share an illustration sometime, but I don't want to distract from our message today.
我其实有很多这样的例子。
But Jesus, by asking this question, forces the lawyer to have to answer what the real answer is.
所以他把这个问题还给这个律法师，那么他看看他是怎么回答的。
What he's saying is, how you honor God is you live out all the laws.
所以这个犹太律法师认为，你敬重上帝的方式就是遵守所有的律法。
But the problem is, if you read the Old Testament, you count, there's about 613 laws.
但是你去数一数旧约圣经中 有613条的律法。
But all the rabbi, the Jews, the Jewish culture, the leaders, the teachers knew, you could summarize those 613 in two specific commands.
但是，这样的一些律法其实可以缩减总结为两个要点。
The first one is to love your God, Lord your God, with everything you have, with your heart, with your mind, with your soul, and your strength.
所以第一点是你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神。
But the second one is to love your neighbor as yourself.
第二点是说你要爱邻舍如同自己。
So if you do these two things, you pretty much won't hurt people, you won't kill people, you're going to honor God in everything you do.
如果你真的做到了这两点，那么你不会去辱没上帝的名，也不会去杀人放火。
But what do these two laws really mean? When you hear these two laws,It's very easy for us to just pass by. Oh, yeah, I know the answer.
但是这两条律法真这两条诫命真正的意思是什么呢
？And I think the best way to ask the question is, what does it mean to love God with everything you have?
你要竭尽你的所有来爱你爱主你的神，到底是什么意思呢
？I like to pose this question to some of you guys.
所以我想把这个问题丢给大家。
Like, what do you think about the most?When you have nothing else you're worried about.
那就是当你的生活看上去顺风顺水的时候，你的心思在琢磨什么呢？
What is the first thing that your mind goes to when you're not stressing about homework or projects or relationships or whatnot?
当你无忧无虑的时候，你首先会琢磨的是什么事情？
What is the thing that you like to talk about the most when you're hanging out with your friends? And you just, that's always what you guys always talk about.
当你和你的朋友在一起的时候，你最喜欢谈论最多的事情是什么呢
？Because whatever that is，
因为不管那个事情是什么
，That is what you love the most because that's what comes to your mind first。
因为那个东西才是你的挚爱，因为你总是第一个想到它。
And so the first thing is， do you love God with everything you really have？
所以这个问题就是说，你真的尽你的所有在爱神吗
？But the second one is a little bit more interesting。
但是第二点更有意思。
Because the second one says to love your neighbor as yourself.
第二点是说你要爱邻舍如同爱自己一样。
And I always define this, loving your neighbor as yourself means to love someone with the way you would love yourself quickly and smooth or selfishly.
所以你能不能爱邻舍就像你爱自己那样的不加思索毫无保留。
So for example, if I'm really hot right now, what do I do?
所以如果现在我感觉很热我会干嘛呢
I don't just sit here and go, oh, I'm just going to sit and sweat for a couple hours.
我不会坐下来流几个小时的汗。
I immediately take off my jacket so I feel comfortable.
我会马上脱掉我的外套这样我会感觉舒服一点。
Or like when I'm hungry, do I just sit here, go, oh, I'm hungry, and smile at everybody?
所以我饿的时候我就会这样坐下来对大家笑笑吗
If you know me, that doesn't happen.
如果你真的了解我你知道这是不可能的。
But,It is to as though quickly feed myself. When we get hungry, we immediately want to feed ourselves.
如果我饿了，我会马上去吃点东西。
And I think that is the way we need to love other people with that same immediacy, that same consideration that we would treat ourselves.
但是，所以我这个要求就是说，我们要爱别人的时候，也要像爱自己一样，这样的反应迅速，不假思索。
Okay, so this guy gives this great answer. He says, "This is the two things I need to do."
所以这个律法师给了很好的、很完美的一个答案，这就是，基本上就是我们要遵守的两大诫命。
And Jesus gives like the best answer.
但是耶稣给出了最好的答案。
He said, "Yeah, you answered it correctly."
耶稣说，你说的是。
Do this and you will live.
你这样行就必得永生。
So basically, he's like used his own words against him.
所以他其实在用他，律法师自己的回答来对付他。
But I think this man knew something.When Jesus flipped on him, that we don't think about all the time.
所以他的意思就是说，他这个人其实一直知律法师一直知道这个问题的答案。
Because in verse 29, it says,
在十章二十九节
，it said that Jesus, desiring to justify himself, said, he said this to Jesus, not Jesus. The lawyer, desiring to justify himself to Jesus, said.So who's my neighbor?
二十九节说，那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢
？You see what this lawyer understood is that let's be honest, Jesus, you know we can't really do both those things.
他其实言下之意就是说， 讲的实际点，你知道这两点要完全做到是不可能的。
You see, he's like, come on, you know I don't always think about him all the time.
他说他的言下之意是说，你知道我不可能无时无刻不在思想上帝。
And I don't always love my neighbor all the time.
我也不可能时时刻刻在关爱我的邻舍。
And then that's why he asked this question. He says, you know, I don't really love, I mean, what do you mean by neighbor? Let's be a little bit more, let's figure out who the neighbor, let's filter this neighbor question.
所以他其实问题是说，我们来讲点实际的。你首先讲讲谁是我们的邻舍。
And what I'm trying to tell you, and this is a common question we all ask ourselves.
这其实也是一个很常见的问题，我们要问我们自己。
Because we're like, God, I really love you and I want to worship you and I'm at church on Sundays and I'm doing everything. But do I really have to go love that weird person that I don't like that annoys the heck out of me?
所以有的时候我们会经常问自己这个问题，神啊，我真的是很爱你，我真的是想很敬拜你，我要乖乖的来教会，我要听你的话，但是我真的要去爱那个看上去有点奇怪、不太讨喜的人吗？
And I'm guilty of this all the time.
我自己也有这样的感受。
Even this week.
即便在这个礼拜，我也有这个感受。
This is why this message is super convicting to me.
所以这个问题对我来说也是很扎心。
And I think this guy knew that it's almost impossible to love like this.
所以这个律法师是明白这样活出这样的爱是不太可能的。
And so when Jesus says, you go do likewise,
但耶稣却这样说，律法上怎么样说呢？你就照样行吧。
It's like unfair to this guy.
这好像对这个律法师有点不公平。
But then Jesus stops and then he tells a story.
但是耶稣在这里停下来，然后讲了一个故事。
He tells a story of a man that was walking from Jerusalem to Jericho. So he's going up this path.
他讲有一个人
or going down, I think this path.
他讲有一个人从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥去。
And somehow along the way, where this path, he is waylaid and robbed.
但是在这条路上，他被强盗打劫。
And as he's being waylaid and robbed, people that should have helped him don't help him.
但是他被打劫以后，从这条路上过去的人却视而不见。
But this man, this unlikeliest hero, this Samaritan shows up and stops everything and helps this stranger.
这时候看上去不太可能的事是有一个撒玛利亚人竟然出手帮助了这个陌生人。
And this, the way the Samaritan helps this person that's been robbed is he helps him by stopping. He gives him his horse to ride. He gets him treatment right there. He takes him to get more treatment. And he pays for any additional costs for him.
这个撒玛利亚人的帮助简直是不可思议的。他不光帮助他，还用油和酒来医治他的伤处，扶他上自己的牲口，把他带到旅店去，并且自己付了这个费用。
And what Jesus is saying is, look, to love someone, to love your neighbor, quote unquote, you have to love them with this complete commitment.
所以耶稣说，如果你真的要爱你的邻舍，你就要像这个人一样，毫无保留，非常专注的来关爱他。
But what you guys don't, we don't read this, we don't understand this, is that Jesus uses a Samaritan in contrast to the Jewish people.
在这里非常特别的一点是，耶稣特别举的这个例子是一个撒玛利亚人，他跟这个犹太人的身份形成了鲜明的对比。
And I think this is a perfect crowd to explain this illustration to.
所以这是一个很好的例子。
Because what Jesus is saying is you have to love someone that you probably have every reason to hate.
所以他举的这个例子里，这个你要去帮助的人是你完全有理由去憎恶的一个人。
Jews and Samaritans hated each other.
我们知道犹太人和撒玛利亚人彼此仇恨。
I mean, you read it in like commentaries that the Jewish people would wake up in the morning, they would pray like, thank God, I'm not a Samaritan.
我们知道有的时候犹太人早上起来会说啊，感谢神，我不是一个撒玛利亚人。
And the thing about that is, how do I teach that to you guys who might not understand the relationship between Samaritans and Jews?
那问题是我们怎么样来学习这样一个故事呢？来从这个撒玛利亚人和犹太人的关系中。
Do not quote what I'm going to say right now out of context.
所以不要来断章取义理解我的话。
But we, in World War II, there was, you know, World War II, it's a big war. I was raised really hating a certain group of people because of what they did to my people in after World War II, or during World War II.
所以我们知道第二次世界大战，所以我所成长的起来所接受的教育就是要去憎恶某一个族群。
And like my family members, there's many of my family members that really dislike this group of people. They really hate the Japanese.
所以
I'm not hating on Japanese. I'm just telling you this is okay.
所以我自己的很多家人，他们也真的非常恨日本人。
Not just Chinese people hate Japanese, okay? It's a lot of the East Asian cultures really hate the Japanese.
不光是中国人恨日本人，
很多的。Your grandparents, they really don't like them.
很多亚洲国家的人都不喜欢日本人。你可以问问你的祖父母。
It's because of all the atrocities that they committed.
真是因为日本人真的，日本民族真的给很多其他的国家带来了创伤。
And what if you just want to imagine that? Just imagine Jesus coming up to you and saying to your grandpa or grandma, you know, this person that helped you was the Japanese person.
这就好像你告诉你的祖父母说。这个舍弃一切爱你的灵舍是个日本人。
So he's painting this picture, he's bridging an incredible distance of racial divide.
所以他给出的这个例子真的是跨越了很大的种族的距离。
That the way you love someone, the way you love your neighbor, is to be willing to love a person that you would hate the most normally.
所以你去爱的这个人你要愿意去爱这个你最讨厌的一个人。
A person that doesn't have anything in common with you, that you are called to love.
你上帝呼召你去爱的这个人，可能是跟你完全不一样的人。
It's kind of a love that you can't even comprehend because it never, almost never happens.
这是一个你完全无法理解的爱，因为它不可能发生。
And that's the calling that Jesus is asking us to have, to love.
但这就是耶稣呼召我们要行出来的这样一种爱。
Okay, that's my first point. So that was a little long. Sorry.
这是我的第一点，就是爱的呼召。
But then that makes you have to wonder why it's such an impossible call to love.
也许你会非常的稀奇，这样的一种爱简直是不可能的。
And I wanted to pose this question, like, why is it so hard to love people?
所以你会在思想为什么爱人是这么的难呢
？And the first illustration I gave, I think, is a very common one, is that, you know what? I don't understand them because they're so different from us.
所以有的时候你真的很难做到，因为你想这个人真的跟我太不一样了，我不可能爱他。
And we're a perfect picture of that because we're all Asian. Most of us, okay, not all. We almost all today are Asian, and we like to be around other Asians, especially if you speak the same language and you're from the same country.
所以今天这里大部分人都是亚洲人，所以你们可能会，有这样的感觉，你很喜欢跟亚洲人混在一起。
And I think it's funny because the Asian, you think just the Chinese people are very clicky, but it's actually across all the Asian American cultures, we're very clicky by nature.
所以有的时候你会觉得好像只有中国人喜欢拉小山头，但事实是，亚洲，在美国的亚洲团体也非常喜欢，喜欢小山头。
Because we all do that. We naturally want to be with people that act like us, that talk like us, that understand us, that know our jokes.
但这其实就是我们的天性。我们喜欢跟自己相近的人，那些跟我们志同道合的人，趣味相投的人在混在一起。
But this text here says, "Who is your neighbor? You need to think about who your real neighbor is."
但这里这个经文的问题是，谁是你真正的邻舍呢
？And what Jesus says here is.Your neighbor could be your worst enemy. It could be anyone.
但是耶稣指出的是，你的邻舍可能就是你最大的仇敌，他可以是任何人。
And what he's saying is, love is not exclusively just for you, your group of people, but for everyone.
他所指出的是，爱不仅仅限于你的族群、你的小团体，它是给每个人的。
I had a great, a blessed conversation with a really close, close friends of mine over dinner.
所以我跟我的一个很好的朋友这样的吃饭的时候有这样一段对话。
And they were sharing with me how hard it was to reach out to some of us that go to their church.
他跟我讲的这个故事就是说是发生在我们这个教会团体当中。
Because that group, the people that go to their church, the Asians that go to their church tend to sit down together as a pack.
这些人同样都是亚洲族裔，他们去到一个教会，他们就
坐
在一起。
And it's totally scary.
这很吓人。
And like, I understand that because it is very scary. When I walk up before you guys, it's always scary looking at a bunch of, you know, brothers and sisters and friends that are very smart.
我理解他真的很吓人，我看到你们一些人很聪明，你们都会抱团坐在一起。
Yeah, like sometimes I go to CCF on Friday nights.
有的时候我晚上会去这个中文团契。
And all those people in that room are like PhDs or like grad students.
那一屋子都是博士，都是博士生、研究生。
And I'm really scared hanging out with them. I feel like I'm dumb.
我很害怕跟他们玩在一起，因为我会觉得自己很蠢。
But I think one of the things is you go and you love the people that are different from you. Even though they look like me, so I guess I'm cheating kind of.
所以这个挑战就是我真的要跟这样一群不一样的人玩在一起。
But that, the reason I do that is because I am trying to cross a threshold.
所以你这里要做的一个事情就是要跨过这个差异的门槛。
That's why I go because I don't speak Chinese very well. But people here say, oh yeah, you speak it pretty good. But it's because I practice all the time.
你们有的人可能觉得我中文已经说得不错了，但是我去到那里，一个很大的挑战就是我中文真的不好。
So one of the main reasons is we feel different from people, so we're less likely to cross that path.
所以现事实就是我们跟人有很多的不同，而要跨越这个差异是很难的。
And another reason we give for not loving people that are different from us is a matter of, I would say, a sense of it's just not the right moment to do it. I don't feel like it's the right time.
所以我们有的时候不去爱邻舍的另一个借口是说啊，这个时机不太好。
And you know, we give a lot of excuses for why not it's the right time.
我们会找很多借口说，哎，这个时机不太适合。
You go, you know what? They're okay. They're not really that bad. I think we can wait a little bit.
你会劝慰自己说，啊，他们的情况也没有那么糟糕，他们还没有到走投无路的地步，所以。
But the irony, the bad thing about that answer is, do you take care of your problems when they're really just lightly bad?If you're sick, do you just go, oh, I'll wait till my leg's about to fall off before I go to the doctor?
所以你爱自己，问题是你爱自己的时候也是这样吗？如果出现了问题，你会等这个问题变得更糟，你才去解决它吗？直到你生一个小病，直到你的腿要断掉，你才会去看它吗？
You immediately address the matter because you're concerned.
你会立即去处理这个问题，因为它让你非常的忧心。
But the second thing is, maybe they just, you know what, it's not the right time because maybe they caused it on themselves.
还有一个借口是说，啊，我这个时机我不应该去关爱他，因为某种程度上说，这个人有点咎由自取。
Maybe you know what, they self-inflicted. They're so dumb they made that mistake. So you know what, they kind of deserve it.
所以你会劝慰自己说，这个人，他承受这个不幸，有他自己的问题，有点活该。
I think this all the time.
我经常会这么想。
Why should I help them, God? It's like they did it to themselves.
我就想，我为什么要帮他呢？这个人咎由自取。
Especially you college kids here.
尤其是这里的一些学生。
But then Jesus reminds me.
但是耶稣提醒我说
，Did I only help those that deserved it?
我难道只去帮助那些配得帮助的人吗
？Because if he did that, then none of us would be saved.
如果耶稣也是这样，我们没有人可以得救。
Because it says in Romans 3:23, what?
就像罗马书三章二十三节所讲。
For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We are all undeserving of His grace.
我们每一个人在他面前都不配得他的恩典。
And yet He willingly dies for us.
但是即便这样，他还是愿意为我们去死。
And so timing is never a good time to help someone.Never a good time to love someone.
所以你要挑时机，你去帮助人，永远没有最好的时机。
See the Samaritan, he didn't get to choose the timing.
就像这个撒玛利亚人一样，他对于帮助这个人，他没有时机可以挑选。
And I think the third excuse that we tend to give,
还有一个借口，我们经常会找这个借口
is, you know what, I'm an old Chinese person. What can I possibly do to help this world around me of someone?
你会想啊，我是一个老中，我有什么可以帮助别人
？I don't even speak the language good.
我都不能说他们，我对他们的语言都不熟，我能干嘛呢
？Or the college student might say, "Oh, I'm just in school. I don't have any means to help them. I don't even have a car."
你会觉得哦，我只是个学生，我连车都没有，我怎么帮别人呢
？But why I want you to see in verse 29, is that the trip that Jesus is illustrating from Jerusalem to Jericho.
但是耶稣在这里讲的这个故事，是说这个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去。
Jerusalem is on a kind of on a like a higher plane.
我们知道耶路撒冷的这个海拔比较高。
But Jericho is at a very low point.
耶利哥的位置要低一些。
It's a common path from Jerusalem to Jericho. It is windy and rocky, and it's major elevation and blind turns.
所以我们知道从耶路撒冷下耶利哥的这条路，要走一段下坡路，有很多的急转弯，有很多的盲点。
Even historically, it's known for being a place where people could get robbed.
在历史上，这条路因为有很多的危险，你会被强盗打劫而被人熟知。
And so it's very understandable why people wouldn't stop to help this guy that got robbed.
所以这些人不对对这个路边被打劫的人视而不见也是可以理解的。
If you're an urbanized person and you've been on the streets, you probably don't always want to stop if you know an area is dangerous.
如果你在城市长大，你会知道在一个危险的街区，你最好不要停下来。
If you know the environment, you might go, hey, you know what? That might not be the best place to stop.
如果你很熟悉那一个地带，你就知道哦，最好不要在那个地方停留。
Maybe that person's acting.
也许那个人只是在演戏。
Maybe he's just trying to get me to stop.
也许他想骗我停下来。
So I could get robbed.
所以他会骗我留下来，然后有人打劫我。
You see, the Levi and the Levi and the priest, they both wouldn't dare stop.
所以我们在这个故事里看到，那个祭司和利未人都没有停下来。
But the Samaritan stopped because, despite the risk he knew of, he stopped to help this person as best as he could.
但是我们看到这里。这个撒玛利亚人停下来帮助这个人，尽管他承受了一定的风险。
And basically, what he's saying is, I will risk anything to help this person.
有时候你会说啊，他说的是啊，我愿意付上一切代价，承担一切的风险来帮助这个人。
So when you give this third excuse, where you say, I can't really commit to helping someone because I don't know if I have enough resources.
如果所以你经常会找这样的借口说哇，我不知道我能不能帮助他，因为可能我没有那么多的资源。
What you're really saying is, I can't afford to be.Inconvenience to help someone that this would create some problem for me.
所以你的潜台词是说，我付不起这样的代价，我经不起这样的麻烦，我不愿意帮助这个人。
And what Jesus says here by this illustration is, when you love someone, it's going to always cost something.
但是耶稣在这里指出的是，如果你要去关爱别人，那一定是有代价要付的。
Whenever you love someone, you know, like.To love some of you guys, this is a lot of headaches for me.
你知道吗？要关爱你们当中有些人真的很头疼。
Like there's a lot of like crying and there kind of things.
你们有的时候哭哭啼啼或者这个那个的。
And it takes a lot of my energy just to be happy around you and smile because you're just sucking the life out of me.
所以要我坐在那里听你们唠叨，真的是还要保持微笑，真的很难，因为你们让我很累。
There's a guy here, I really love him.
有一个人我很爱他。
There's two. I'll give you a few illustrations. There's one that every time I talk to him, I tell him, you get 10 minutes to update me.
有一个人我跟他讲话，我说，我现在提醒他，我有十分钟给你。
And that's it.
只有十分钟。
Otherwise, it's going to be 3 hours of like depression.
如果我不这么做，我会听到三个小时让人这个人生的这种不幸。
Okay, I'll just give one illustration. I don't want to hurt. I'll bring out the other one later.
我待会儿再讲一个例子。
Oh, okay, I'll give you the other one. I can't help it. This is good.
我再讲一个例子。
This other one, this person always says stuff that makes people mad.
有一个人总是说一些东西让人很生气。
And every time I'm with his friends, I have to like clean up his mess.
所以这个人每次乱说话，我都要在跟在他后面给他擦屁股。
Yeah, literally what he said. He said like he has to be behind cleaning up the mess, like wiping the feces, kind of cleaning up. That's a good one.
就是这种感觉，就是给他擦屁股。
Yeah, and I think this is what it takes to love. It costs something. It takes time. It takes effort. It's always going to cost you something.
所以我想说，你要去爱一个人，真的是要付上代价，也需要你的精力、你的耐心、你的一切。
So yes, it is impossible to love. Timing is an issue.They're so different. What can I possibly do? These are all good reasons, but they're not good enough reasons.
所以你有各种各样的理由来拒绝帮助别人。你会说啊，时机不对，我的能力不够，或者我们真的 是非常不一样的人。
Which leads me then to the question, what motivates you to love?
所以这个理论问题是说你爱别人是的动机在哪里呢？
And I would offer to you that more often than not, the reason we love is driven by guilt.
所以我们有的时候爱人会有两种动力，第一种是愧疚。
And you're like, no, I don't love because of guilt.
你会说啊，我爱人不是因为出于愧疚。
But I say this because most of us feel obligated to love people.
但是我这么说是因为我们很多人感觉自己有这个义务去爱别人。
Because we give our time to people, we volunteer, we help people, because somewhere in our mind we think it's the right thing to do.
我们有的时候会自愿去做一些事情，愿意去付出一些东西，是因为我们觉得啊，我们有这样的义务去做好事。
Maybe it's because when you're a kid, your parents said, to be a good kid, you just have to be loving.
也就是在你长大的过程中，你的父母给了你这样的教育，是说
or,
你要做一个好孩子，你就要去做好事。
Or whatever faith you've been part of, or even when you've read the Bible, and you see your parents' example, they're always loving people because they say, this is what the Bible has taught me. So I do it because this is the right thing to do.
所以无论你是接受什么样的信仰状况， 你都知道你长大的过程中你的父母总是想给你树立这样的榜样，教育你要去做好人， 做好事，或者说告诉你这就是圣经的教导。
And so what happens when you don't do it, you go, dang, I didn't do it.
如果你没有做到，你会说啊，糟了，我没有做到。
And so that's why I say it's a subtle guilt.
所以这就是一种出于愧疚。
Because you're doing it for a reason, right? You're motivated by this guilt factor inside that's very subtle, not harsh. It's just saying, I didn't do good enough.
所以你内心深处有这样一种想法扎根，你会觉得啊，如果我不做，我就会感觉很愧疚。
And what I want you to notice is when you read this story today, the two people that fail to love.
但是我们在这里，这个故事里看到有两个人在关爱别人方面已经失败了。
Are the priest and the Levite.
是这个祭司和利未人。
These two people were the holiest, the best examples of loving the poor, serving others.
但是这两类人其实他们是在接济穷人、行事端正方面，他们在这个社会上是最好的例子。
They're the ones that would have always given the money to the poor and help people because it is the right thing to do.
他们总是愿意出钱去接济穷人，因为这么做是对的。
But here in this story,when it was the right moment to do it, when it would risk their own lives, they didn't do anything.
但是在这个故事里我们看到当他们要承受风险的时候，当他们要拿自己的命来冒险的时候，他们就不去做了。
See, when it really mattered, they were too afraid to give up their lives.
所以他们两个就拒绝让自己的生命承担风险。
And then what he does,those people are so afraid, they actually get to the other side of the road and walk around the person.
我们看到这两个人做的就是看见了他，但是却走到路的另一边，从另一边过去了。
But I would invite you today not to think of the reason you love built on a guilt reason.
但是我今天鼓励大家去做好事的动机不是要基于你的愧疚。
But what if you're motivated by something richer?
如果你的动机有一个更加丰盛的来源。
What if someone has shown you love that you could never imagine you could experience, and that leads you to want to love people?
如果这样的份爱非常的奇异，在你看来简直不可思议，你就会受感动，你也想这样去爱别人。
Because what Jesus does here, when you look at the character that's victim here, he's probably Jewish.
因为这个故事里面，这个被强盗打劫，打得半死的人，很可能是个犹太人。
And what Jesus does is he turns the entire story around and he puts his worst enemy as the only person that saves him.
但是耶稣完全反转了这个故事，最后愿意帮助这个犹太人的竟然是他最大的敌人。
And what he's saying is, look, what if you were the person that was on the road and you were a victim and your worst enemy came to you and helped you?
如果你想想，如果你是这个人被强盗打劫丢在路上，而这时候来帮助你的是你最大的仇敌。
What if you're truly that powerless and you have no way to help yourself, and this guy that you would never expect to help you shows you a great love?
如果这个时候你是这样一个人，你处在最这样一个无助的处境底下，然而上来帮助你的竟然是 你的敌人。
Could you hate that person?
你还能恨这个人吗?
You couldn't, right?
你不可能再恨他。
Because he has saved you.
因为他救了你。
You're so grateful.
你非常的感恩。
Would you probably wouldn't look at Samaritans hatefully ever again.
也许你再也不会以仇恨的眼光来看撒玛利亚人了。
You see, I was saved by someone who had no reason to love me.
因为你得到的这个爱来自于这样一个人，他完全没有必要爱你。
Who doesn't owe me anything.
这个人不欠我任何的东西。
If anything, I've treated his people poorly.
而且我对待他们这群人态度很差。
But he saved me with such a big love.
但这个人却以如此的大爱来爱我。
That transforms you.
这样的一份爱真的会转化你。
Until you realize that you've first been given a significant amount, you've been given such a powerful love, you will never love people like this.
除非你已经先获得了这样一份奇异的爱和恩典, 否则你无法理解这么奇妙的爱。
You see, the story starts, the lawyer asks, who's my neighbor? He's trying to limit his love.
所以当这个律法师开始问说谁是我真正的邻舍呢? 他其实想来限定这个爱的范围。
And then, but you get to verse 36 at the end. What does he say?
但我们看到这个故事的末尾在10章36节说了什么呢?
Jesus says, which of these three do you think actually proved to be the neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?
耶稣问他, 你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢?
And the guy who used to hate Samaritans, he can't even say the Samaritan.
但是这个人他如此讨厌撒玛利亚人, 以至于他这时候都不好意思讲撒玛利亚人这个词。
He says, the one who showed him mercy.
他的回答是怜悯他的。
When you start to understand God's message for you,
当你真正的开始明白上帝给你的信息是什么,
it will start to change your understanding of love.
它会开始改变你对爱的理解。
Because we're all like this lawyer.
因为我们每个人都像这个律法师。
And we all have our own reasons we question if we're really Christian or not.
我们每个人都有这样一套道理来判断我们是不是真的基督徒。
And we all find reasons to try to justify ourselves before God.
我们每一个人都有一套道理来说明自己是有理的。
But what Jesus turns around, he answers you with is the story of the Good Samaritan.
但是耶稣却用好撒玛利亚人的这样一个故事来说给你听。
That you are the man on the road.
你就是那个被丢在路边的人。
And Jesus is the Good Samaritan.
而耶稣就是那个好撒玛利亚人。
You see, you think you're okay.
你觉得你不错啊。
But you're suffering, you're actually dying. You've been waylaid by sin.
但其实你知道你在受苦，你正在死去，因为你被罪所打劫。
And in verse 33-34,
在33、34节我们看到。
It says here, as he's journeying, he sees him and he has compassion.
我们看到这个好撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心。
He knew if he stops, it would cost him his life.
他知道如果他停下来，这个东西可能会要了他的命。
That if he stops, he would die for you.
如果他愿意停下来，就意味着他愿意为你承受生命代价。
This is the gospel, guys.
这就是福音。
I can't even talk about it right now because I do it so poorly.
我真的很难讲论这样的一件事情，因为我自己做的很差。
But Jesus, he takes our sin and our suffering. He risks everything to get you home.
但是耶稣却愿意为你付上一切的代价，他愿意付出一切为了让你回家。
So you will never have to be alone on the road.
所以你永远不会孤独地在这条路上。
See, you were saved by an incredible act of love, first.
所以你首先已经得到了这样一份不可思议的爱。
And so if you understand this, how can you hate anybody? How can you not try to love the people around you?
如果你真的已经得到了这样一份爱, 你怎么可能不去爱别人呢?
And this is why, like, on Monday, on Tuesday, I was asked to share about race to a great fellowship of students.
所以在周二的一个学生团契上，我跟大家分享了关于 这个种族族群的话题。
And I couldn't talk to them with facts and data about race and identity. I wanted to.
我完全可以跟他们分享有关种族问题的各种事实数据。尽管我非常想讲这些东西。
And when I kept asking, I was like, "What should I teach? What should I say?"
所以我在想，我可以跟他们讲些什么呢
？And he told me, he reminded me, he's like teach them how to love first.
我也许真的应该先跟他们讲的是，我们应该学习怎么样去爱。
And so, with that said, I wanna go a little personal today.
所以我有些个人的想法。
First of all, if you know me long enough.
首先，如果你真的了解我很久了
，I'm not a very loving person.
我本性不是很有爱心的人。
And like some of you guys here specifically know me long enough, really know this.
如果你真的认识我很久，你就会明白。
Even people like that don't know I'm a Christian or a pastor, they'll be like from high school or past, they'll be like, "What? You? Out of all the people?"
所以，如果你真的是高中就认识我，你会很诧异什么你。你是个牧师。
But you know, the last 15 years, this lesson has been the most profound one in my life.
但是在过去的15年中，这是我人生非常深刻的一刻。
And it's also the one that I fail at every day.
但是在这样的一个功课上，我每天都在失败。
Like this week,
就像这周
，like someone hit my car,
有人擦了我的车。
I was not loving early on.
一开始我真的不太有爱心。
But it's funny how like God changes your heart.
但是很有趣的是上帝如何转化我们的心。
I really wanted to kill the guy.
我当时真的想弄死那个人。
But then at the end of the week, I was praying for his midterms.
但是在周末的时候我在为这个人的期中考试祷告。
Dang God, thank you for teaching me how to love better. It's not enough, but it's getting there, you know?
但是真的感谢神他真的能转变我的心我也许我做的还不够。
You see, when I was younger, my definition of love is very selfish.
在我年轻的时候我对爱的定义真的很自私。
It was just me, myself, and my family, and friends, and my church.
爱就是给我自己爱我的家人爱我的朋友我的教会。
And I was actually here when I learned that.
但是在这里的这些年我学到了。
But I was also here when I started to learn that the love I've been given is bigger than me and my family and my church here.
但是我知道我所承受我所接受的爱远远多于我自己我的家人我的教会。
And then this is text and I'm going to share it today for a benediction, but there's a text in I think it's in Ephesians. Yeah, in Ephesians.
在以弗所书有这样一段经文
where just the idea is thatWhat my brother is best illustrated, my little brother said to me, he was like, you know, over the years, your understanding of love has expanded. It's always gotten wider and deeper and further and higher.
有人给我指出，其实，在这样的一些生命的岁月当中，你的爱会慢慢也变得更加长阔高深。
But again, I'm going to remind you, I still fail at it every day.
但是，当然，我每一天，我仍然在不停的面对失败。
And you know, so things like the poor, the widows, the orphans.That caring for the elderly, those things became important to me in my latter time, you know, like around 2006, 2007, 2008 at Chinese Church.
所以对关爱那些孤儿寡妇、关爱老人，对我来说变得慢慢的重要起来。
I just for a moment, let me take a pause to say that's how I became friends with Hu Simu, Sister Eunice.
一开始我就是这样认识何师母的。
Yeah, she passed away recently, a year or two years ago, three years ago.
前三年她已经过世了。
And she taught me a lot about love when I would meet with her regularly and talk about it.
那时候我经常定期会跟她见面，她就经常在爱的方面教导我。
And then, you know, over these years, things like race, things like the same-sex community, these thoughts, these topics that normally I wouldn't really care about because I'm just really selfish, started to break my heart.
但是最近两年关于服侍穷人、服侍同志群体这样的话题以前我真的不太在意，但是这两年慢慢这个神这个触动了我的心。
And then I started serving here for the last 5 years.
过去五年我开始在这个教会服侍。
And then, you know, I started just with the international students and with our English community, our Resound community.
一开始我们会看到很多的国际学生跟我们的英文团挤在一起。
And I was like, oh, that's really cool. But then I started to realize there's a whole entire half of our church that I don't know.
我觉得一开始觉得大家玩在一起很好，但是我也意识到，哇，这是我们教会的另一半，我却跟他们不熟。
And then I started to see there's a Chinese side of our family that I don't talk to ever, I don't really serve, I don't love. I want to love, I just didn't know how to love.
我开始看到有这样一半，我们教会有这样一半的群体，他们是说中文的，我想爱他们，我也不知道怎么样去跟他们交流。
But it was like God just continues to teach me there's so much more people that you can learn to love. There's so many people out here that need His grace and His goodness.
但是上帝在教我看到真的还有那么那么多的人需要我去爱，需要来接受上帝的爱和恩典。
And so, like, I mean, then I got to become really good friends with like Chen Xi and Yi Zhi and a lot of the CCF friends.
所以我慢慢的跟中文团契的很多人，变成了好朋友。
And this led me to kind of a recent realization.
有这么一点是我最近意识到的。
And I think what Jesus shows here,
耶稣在这里告诉我们的
is that.Distance matters.
就是人跟人的距离很重要。
Do we keep distance from people, or do we willingly draw near to people?
我们是在故意跟人保持距离，还是要拉近距离呢？
Because distance makes you cold.
因为距离会让你冷漠。
It makes you not really want to care.
会让你对别人漠不关心。
And whenever I read in the Bible, I see is the enemy, when Satan attacks, he's always ripping apart things, separating people, creating distance.
我们在圣经里 我经常看到的就是我们真正的仇敌他总是想要离间我们
But when God loves us, He brings us together as a family.
但上帝爱我们他想要我们合一
He helps us understand each other.
他希望我们彼此了解
Right? Mercy is not an act of the mind, it's an act of the heart coming with people, coming close to people.
真正的怜悯不是脑子里的东西你要做出一些事情来来包容彼此
You see, JesusWhen he's saying the story, it's like, in order to understand the love of your neighbor, you must get close to people.
所以耶稣教导我们说，如果你真的爱你的邻舍，你需要拉近你与别人的距离。
You can't walk on the other side.
你不可以绕到另一边去，从那边走过去。
But it first starts with you understanding this love first.
但首先最重要的是，你自己已经明白了这份爱。
Because when it starts, you start to understand it, it transforms the way you want to live.
当你开始明白了上帝的这种爱，你就会由内而外的经历改变。
And this is why I get really upset.
所以这也是我感到非常难过的一个原因。
About things like race or other issues you see me posting all about on Facebook.
所以这也是为什么，种族问题还有其他我在脸书上，经常转发的一些东西让我很难过的原因。
I feel close to those problems. I don't understand them always because I'm not that person, but I feel it.
也许这个事情跟我无关，但是我真的能够设身处地的设想他们的难处。
And I think this is why Jesus puts this story here for us.
这也是耶稣为什么要在这里告诉我们这个故事。
He's like, you have to see yourself needing me, what I've done for you.And that understanding of love changes the way you love people. You're not motivated by guilt anymore.
所以耶稣在这里要告诉我们的是，你首先要看到我为你做了什么。如果你真的理解了这样的一份爱，你行善的动机就不再是出于愧疚。
So, I think one of the things to leave you guys with is this thought of what it means to be a neighbor.
所以在这里想留给大家的信息就是让大家真正了解谁是我们的邻舍。
It's easy to keep distant and not care for another person.
要保持距离想要保持冷漠这个是最容易的。
It will always cost you something to get close.
因为如果你要拉近这个距离总有代价要付。
And just take a little off topic. If you read Matthew 8,
如果你们去读马太福音第八章
And I've been reading, studying the Bible, Matthew, with some of the college kids here.
我已经过去一段时间，我跟一些大学生在一起学习马太福音。
The very first story finished after the Sermon on the Mount.
在登山宝训之后，马上接下来的故事就是
Matthew puts a story of Jesus coming in contact with a leper.
我们看到马太在这里记录耶稣立即去医治那个麻风病人。
And all throughout Matthew 8, what you see is Jesus showing closeness to people. He keeps getting closer to people.
我们看到的是耶稣他去拉近了自己跟别人的距离。
And this leper who doesn't is desperate, who cannot get close to anyone because of his impurity.
因为这些大麻风病人因为被认为是不洁净的，所以没有人会去接近他们。
He risks everything because he's going to get killed if he doesn't get healed.
所以耶稣在付上极大的代价，因为接近这些人会要了他的命。
He runs up to Jesus and says, "Lord, if you will, if you want to, can you heal me?" Will you heal me?
所以我们看到这个麻风病人跟他说的是：“主啊，你若肯，就请你医治我。”
And Jesus, he says, he looks at him, and he says, "I want to."
耶稣却看着耶稣的反应是看这个人说：“我愿意。”
But he doesn't just say, "I want to." He touches him.
他不光说我愿意，他甚至伸手去摸他。
He doesn't avoid the issue. He places his hand on him.
所以他为了医治他，他竟然把他的手按在他的身上。
Who is your neighbor?
谁是你的邻舍呢？
Right. In our church, one of my biggest hopes, we have such a big diverse group of people.
在我们
just right here, we still have diversity.
在我们的教会里，我们也有很大的差异。
In my, it's a random dream. It's probably never going to happen, but I always want Resound to become friends with the people I know from CCF too.
所以我经常希望我们的英文团契能跟我们的中文团契变成很好的朋友。
I know we're all unified as a church.
我真的希望你们能作为一个教会，我们能够合一。
We already are as a leadership, and there's many ways I've seen it.
我们很多时候我们看到也是这样去领导这个教会，希望我们能够合一。
But there's so much like I really love the Chinese side of my church, this church.
我真的很爱我们教会中文的这一边。
I just really hope that some of you guys would experience that on the Resound side.
我也希望，真的希望你们中的很多人能去体验我们的英文团契。
Maybe it's childish, maybe it's a foolish thought, but I just feel like we're just one church.
也许有这样一个很直接的想法，就是我们真的是一个教会。
And I think we just need to be unafraid to break to close those distances.
所以我们真的不要害怕去打破这样的阻碍。
Yeah, don't let the language barrier, the cultural barrier be the reasons.
不要让语言的障碍、文化的障碍成为阻拦我们的东西。
They're really funny, both sides.
所以对于两边来说，保持距离都很可笑。
But as we ask the question, who is our neighbor?
但是当我们真正来问自己谁是我们的邻舍的时候，
Jesus turns to us and we know the answer.
耶稣其实已经告诉我们，我们自己知道这个答案。
He says, "You go and do likewise."
他会说，他是最后这样说，你去照样行吧。
And so, let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God,
天父啊。